Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
Hey everyone, welcome. It's lovely to have you here. And we are excited to have LaMika Weeks. She is one of our amazing clients joining us, and she's going to give us a little insight into her experience with some of our programs. So welcome, LaMika. It's lovely to have you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here. You guys have been a lifesaver to me.
Oh, thank you. When I met LaMika, I was blown away because you have a full-time job, two businesses, and a nonprofit. So tell us a little bit about what your life is like.
My life is very busy, finding time to get everything done. It works out though. And a part of that working out now is finding you all. I was in Tampa. I had dinner with one of my friends that we go way back and we always talk about business. And she told me that she'd hired a VA and my ears perked up and I was like, wait a minute, you did what? Because I've struggled with that. It's busy, but it has definitely gotten better. My processes have gotten better since finding you all and the program.
Yeah. And when we first met, you've hired VAs in the past and have struggled. We find that with a lot of our clients.
Yes, I have. I've had several VAs. I have not had success. I knew a big part of that was me trying to figure out what I wanted them to do because a lot of the stuff was in my brain, but also I was very busy and I was wanting them to know now what I needed. And I wasn't taking the time to figure out how to be a good manager or how to be a good business owner to be able to give them the information. So yeah, I've had several and have not had success until now.
I think it's normal because most of us were never taught how to create standard operating procedures, SOP, and a lot of us haven't used project management software. And then on top of that, I think as a business owner, you're so busy doing all the things, wearing all the hats, you don't think to hire until you're crazy busy, which is like the worst time to hire.
Exactly.
Because you end up hiring too quickly. So you hire the wrong, you don't have the time to onboard them properly or train them, and you don't have any systems in place. So that is perfectly normal. And that was actually us about 16 years ago, 17 years ago when we first started outsourcing. We definitely learned it. I always like to say baptism by fire. We survived it, but it was a big learning curve. And we love being able to help other people do that now. So when you started working with your marketing VA, tell us a little bit more about that once you came on with us.
The fact that I did my interviews with you all was very helpful. Working with you all and helping me find a VA based off of what I said I needed and you all having trained them, I think that's been a big part. That's what I was missing before. When my friend Lisa told me about it, I was like, that's exactly what I need. That's what I've been missing. That is exactly why I said I haven't had the success I want. I think that's why I've had the success is because I feel confident in choosing you all to help me choose a VA that can do what I need.
Yeah, and you actually have two YouTube channels, so you are very busy with your content. Yes. When we talk about marketing virtual assistants, just for all of you who are listening, we're really talking about VAs who can take care of video editing, audio editing for podcasts, creating social media from those posts, setting up that email to go out. So they're really trained to do those things. They come to us already having pretty decent skills, but what we're really teaching them is our SOPs and our process, because people have no idea how much goes into producing a YouTube video every week. After you've recorded it, that's just the start. Now the description has to be done, keywords and tags, it has to be uploaded. If you're stripping audio for a podcast, and now you've got to market it. So there's so much that goes into it. I love the fact that we are able to just share all of our SOPs with our clients and teach you how to manage those tasks. I don't know who said it, but I always love the quote, we lead people, we manage tasks. And I think when that clicked for Jeannie and I, that you have structure to manage the task that the person's doing, especially when they're doing a lot of tasks, how it changes everything. But I know for a lot of people, when they first see all of our SOPs, it's a little overwhelming. Is that how you felt at first?
That is exactly how I felt at first. I was like, no, wait, what am I supposed to be doing with this? And now, am I supposed to do this? Or yeah, it was definitely that. And then I just said, okay, just dive into the piece that you're wanting to do right now, because I was trying to take all of it in at one time. And then I'll work with my VA. But then I was like, nope, let me just figure out the part that I need right now and we'll go forward. And I also told her, hey, I don't know everything. If you see that I'm missing something, I am happy for you to share it with me, that kind of thing. So I also invited her to say, I don't know it all, but in this toolbox we have, somebody, one of us can go and find it. So I think that helped as well.
I don't do a lot of the interviewing anymore. The team does, but I used to always meet with the interns that were graduating. And I used to always ask them, or I would say, when you first came on with us and you were excited, and then you saw all of our Trello boards and all of our checklists and all of our processes, did you think, oh my gosh, what have I got myself into? And they all start laughing because it is a lot. But what was really validating for us was as we started interviewing and hiring and training more virtual assistants, the feedback that we got from them on how much they love the structure because they knew exactly what they needed to do, when they needed to do it, how it should be done, how to interact with you, because we do teach cultural differences on both sides, what it's like to work with a Filipino, what it's like to work with an American. I didn't realize, but evidently we communicate very aggressively. So I feel like that was like a big aha moment for us, was realizing that they really embraced it. And what we found was because they've been through the SOPs in their paid internship with us, they really do know it. So all our clients need to do is have their first couple of videos or podcast episodes recorded, and then you learn it as you go.
Absolutely. And that's a big part of it is also me taking a step back and saying, I know sometimes I can be very direct. And so I'm like, okay, that's not the way to say that. Or I've realized that for me, audio is easier for me to deliver what I'm asking for versus me typing it. So that was another thing that I shared with her. Hey, I'm going to send you audio videos because that's just easier for me to get the information out and for us to move faster. So learning both of our styles, and that's what I've told her. I want you to let me know which way works best for you so that we're continually working together.
Yeah, and we've had other clients who said very similar things that they had hired VAs before, but they spent so much time trying to find the right person that once they got them on board, they were like, oh shoot, now I've got to train them. Now I got to tell them what needs to be done. And that's just hard
Absolutely.
for both of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much. And that Trello board, I was like, oh my God. Like, I knew that's what I needed to use. But when I first saw it, I was like, now let me go back and watch that video again. I have probably watched that video so many times to make sure I'm using it right. But now that we are in a groove of using it, it's very seamless. That's where we probably do 99% of our communication. Sometimes we may use WhatsApp if it's faster, but most of the time, Trello is much faster for me because I have the app on my phone, I have it on my iPad, it's on my computer. So we do 99% of our communication via the Trello board.
That's amazing. It's so interesting too, because I think about how busy our lives have gotten. Someone messaged me on LinkedIn and someone messaged me on Facebook, and I've got different email accounts that I'm checking, and then people are texting me. So one of the things that when we first started building our team, it's if we can keep all of the communication in Trello. Back then, I think we were using Basecamp.
Yeah, we use Basecamp.
If we can keep our communication, one, the communication thread is attached to whatever you're talking about, whatever video or social media post that you're talking about. So it's contained in that card, that container for that particular project. That was amazing for us. So I'm so happy that you are loving that too.
I love it. It's made it a lot easier. I was just talking with someone the other day and they were like, what method are you communicating with your VA? I was like, we do everything in Trello because I need to be able to track it. I can't go to multiple platforms to be able to track stuff. Yeah, that was a good move.
I love that. So, one of the things that you talked about when we were chatting a little bit earlier is that everything's pivoted a little bit since you first came on with us.
Yes.
And we find that happens a lot with our clients. I was so impressed. If you don't mind sharing the story, you've got a nonprofit. And do you want to talk a little bit about that and how your VA is helping you change that Facebook?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I have a nonprofit. It's called Love for HC. My mom is originally from Hobson City, Alabama. It is the first Black municipality in the state of Alabama. And I grew up there at my grandmother's house, at my cousin's house, at all of my family's home. And so we do an annual back to school event called the Shirley Graham Fleming Back to School Fun Day. And while it's a back to school event, it's really meant to motivate the kids and get them excited to go back to school. Obviously, we give out school supplies, we give out backpacks stuffed with school supplies, but we also do haircuts. We have an ice cream truck out there. We have a food truck. We have bounce houses. We have dentists. We have the library. We have the fire department. So we have all these people come out so that the kids can go back to school excited. And so that's my big event, my annual big event. We always do it the first Saturday in August. And for the most part, we were only doing marketing when it was time for that event to happen. So we would start marketing when school got out and up until the day of our event. And I have been wanting to do more marketing beyond just when we're going to do the event, but I'm stretched to capacity. And I was like, okay, I got to figure it out. I was like, duh, you have this VA. Why are you not using her for that? So this month, I put her on being able to do the marketing or being able to do the Facebook. So right now, we're only doing Facebook marketing. And so I gave her a outline of what we needed to do for the month, and she's created 31 days of posts. It's made it very easy. I just go in and I look at it and I approve it. We do all of it in Canva, and we've gotten so much more engagement on that page since I've been able to let her manage that for me.
Isn't it funny? We find this all the time with ourselves and other people. It's like we hold on to things, and then finally you're like, I've got this great person, and let me delegate it to them. And then what happens is you find out they love, like, that's their jam. That's what they love doing. She loves being creative. She loves creating social media posts. So it takes something off of your back that you don't want to do and don't have time to do, and it gives it to someone who loves doing it, and it feeds their creative genius. It's win-win. Is your hope that having this ongoing content will bring more awareness for more sponsors and donations for next year?
Absolutely. That is definitely the goal for that. Again, we've gotten more engagement, but my thought process was that so that we can get more donations, more sponsors, get more eyes on the events that we're wanting to do. One of the next things that I'm working on is to create a survey to be able to get out to the community because I do want to add some other things that we're doing, but I want to find out what the community needs versus us coming up with something and saying, hey, this is what we're going to do. So I'm working on how to have her help me with that part of it. My wheels are turning on that.
That's going to lead me into a different direction, and I'll give you an idea for it. How about that?
Absolutely.
So, Lamika is also one of our clients. She uses our software now and our software virtual assistants. So, you could have your software virtual assistant create a survey in the software, and then you could have her post the link in Facebook and start saying, hey, this is a simple survey. This is why we're doing it. I would have her post about it like once a week, every week. If you haven't filled it out yet, or please forward this link to people who could fill it out for us. Maybe if they're not on the group, we want to roll out new things for the community, but we want to know what is really most needed and most important to the community. So you could actually do it that way.
The crazy part is I never thought about putting a link on our Facebook page. That didn't even dawn on me to do that. I've been so focused on how are we going to get people to complete the survey, but putting it on our Facebook page was never a thought. So thank you for that. I will get on that.
You're very welcome. And the best thing about surveys in the software is you have all that data connected to the person who filled it out. So you can always reach out to them again if you had other questions or wanted to have a conversation to dig deeper with a few of the people that, fill it out. So speaking of that, our white labeled version of High Level is called From Leads to Sales. And our added value is that we have one of our software VAs set up our clients' accounts, and then you have access to work with them ongoing. So, how have you felt about the software? And then, how have you felt about the VA support?
Yeah, that has been really good, especially with my pivot. I'm having to pivot again because I started out, this is the website that we're going to create. Now I've pivoted, and while that website is working for me, I am going to have to create another one because before I would have had to take the time to create that website myself, whereas now I feel so much power in giving that to someone else to be able to create and know that it's going to be done efficiently. So that is that I love that about the software. And I'm glad you said that because now you're opening up so many things. I didn't even think to move over the nonprofit website over to the software. I didn't even think about that. It's on a completely different platform that I was, yeah. So there's so many things that I will be doing.
And there's more money you can save on hosting by having it in the software.
Absolutely. That is absolutely correct. So that's the part that I do love about it is being able to take the ideas that I have and being able to give them someone and for them to execute it. And I love it when I wake up, I have this new toy. It's like Christmas for me that has been delivered. So I really appreciate that. The same with the VA is I give the information, hey, this is what we're doing. And then when I wake up, I've got this surprise of what we've talked about coming to reality. And that's something that's important for me. So even in my other business that I created, which is called Height Goddess, it's a lifestyle brand for tall women. I like having the idea and being able to see it come to fruition. That's a big thing for me. So being able to see what I've given someone and them being able to execute on it is, it's powerful.
And don't you feel like you're more excited? Like, I find a lot of our clients see more opportunities and more things that they can do because now they have support. And that's the word I like to use, is you actually have someone to support you in your business and all these great ideas. It feels so good.
It feels very good because I do work a full-time job. So being able to manage all of that and running a business or businesses, it makes it so much easier knowing that I have a support system that's effective, that's efficient, and I'm able to still do all the things that I need to do. So I always tell people that even though you work a full-time job, there's still ways for you to be able to get things done. So that, it's game changer for me.
I
And
love that.
a
A lot of our clients have said things like, because I am working with someone, it's forcing me to get more done because they're getting things done for me and then they're waiting for me. So now you're getting so much more done in such a shorter amount of time. Is that the situation for you too?
that is definitely the situation for me because going back to the nonprofit, though that has been on my what I call my success list. My to-do list is called my success list. Having consistent social media marketing go out has been on that to-do list for the longest. And to know that I can go in and check that box is, and now I'm thinking, I've got a note where I'm thinking through, okay, since I've given her that, I need to make sure we plan in advance so I can give her the next month's what we're going to be focusing on. So, I mean, it's, I feel like I can get so much, I do get so much more done because I do have the VA.
And the good thing about that, because it's an annual event, instead of thinking about it month to month, you might be able to think about it every year. In September, she'll post this, in October, she'll post this. So then every year, you're recycling that same concept, not necessarily the same content, kind of have a like a little bit of a theme for that month. So I want to bring up that you, first of all, I'm going to change my to-do list to my success list. I'm changing that as soon as we get off this call. But for those of you who are able to watch this actually on YouTube, you can see that LaMika has a single wide trailer behind her, and you sell trailers. That's one of your businesses and one of your YouTube channels. But you have a lot of people asking you how to do that. So now you have decided to do a separate channel that teaches people and talks about how buying and selling mobile homes could be a great industry. And that has led you to something you had not had on the table, which is creating a course.
That is correct. I have had people asking me to do that probably the last 3 to 4 years. And it's just something that I said no. I've talked about mobile homes on my YouTube channel and it got a lot of engagement. I would ask people, what do you want me to talk about in my next video? They're like, oh, we want you to talk about mobile homes. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. So after having a conversation, I finally said, you're right. Okay, it's time to just get over the fact, and that's what you're going to talk about. So that channel is called Mobile Homepreneur, a play on the word entrepreneur and mobile home. So it's called Mobile Homepreneur. And I will have a course coming out. Obviously, on my channel, I've already shared how to wholesale mobile homes, how I paid my debt off, I believe in 18 months by being a mobile home investor, how I do mobile homes while working a full-time job. So there's so many things that you can do with mobile homes. I'm a licensed manufactured home broker in the state of Texas. In any other state that I'm not licensed in, I have partners that I work with there. Just teaching people how to make money with mobile homes. But I'm also in the process of renovating a home. So while the majority of that channel will be about mobile homes, I will obviously talk about the other projects that I'm doing on there as well.
And doesn't that feel good? Because you can share the things that you're passionate about and that you love doing. That's
The best thing about YouTube, it's my favorite social media platform. I don't pay for any other streaming type services, but I do pay for YouTube Premium or whatever that is. So that way I can skip through commercials and all that kind of stuff. I am a huge consumer of YouTube.
I love that. So I want to paint a picture for everyone else. So Lamika wants to create this course. She's a very busy woman, as you've heard. She always makes me feel like a slacker. But this is the best part. She can come up with the content, and then her marketing VA can lay it out, design it, find all the images, do all of that. Then she can just kick it over to the software VA, who can build it all out for the software. And so really all you have to do is come up with your content. Your team's going to put it together, and they're going to be able to put it right in the software. And I love the automation. When people sign up for the program, it'll automatically send them their login and their password. So all of that is so seamlessly done in the software, which is one of the reasons why we loved it so much and signed up for it. But I think that whole component of knowing that you only have to do the part you really love, which is the content that you're excited about, and then all the other parts get done. So does that make creating this course seem a little bit more exciting for you?
It makes it very exciting for me. And I utilize AI tools to help me come up with it. So even adding that piece of it helps me come up with the content even faster to be able to get to my VA. It's so funny because one of the other things that I do with my phone is I have reminders set up every 2 hours to either remind me of a goal that I have or to give me an affirmation or something like that. And one of the affirmations that I have in my phone or statements I have on my phone is that I have everything I need to be successful. And so with creating this course, one of the things I thought, I was like, what am I going to do? I don't know how to do that. And so it's so funny, after I said that, the reminder went off and it happened to be that reminder. And I was like, you're right. I have everything I need to be successful. So I'm excited about the course, and but more so marketing the course, because obviously I can create the course, but if no one knows about it, that's a whole nother thing. So being able to get that information out so that I can have the website created and my VA be able to get that done, and it's housed in an area and with people that I know what they're doing, is a big part in me feeling comfortable to be able to get that done.
I
Yeah,
love
because
that.
you can have that course housed in the software as well.
I really? Of
Yeah.
course. I didn't know that. So this is why I need to find time to get on the help call that you guys have every week. I didn't even know to ask that.
You don't have to buy a different domain name. You don't have to pay additional services. You can actually house unlimited courses in the software and memberships, but it also rolled out not long ago communities. So I don't know if you're familiar with school. It looks very similar to that inside the software. So you don't have to go pay another $97 for school if you want to have a community for your students. So it's so funny. And I think, Lamika, I probably told you this story when Jeannie and I first found the software. It's been almost 5 years ago, not long after Go High Level started. We were like, oh, this is too good to be true. This looks too good to be true. And we ended up posting some questions in the Facebook group. And then we ended up talking to one of the owners, Sean, and just like getting to know him and realizing that they weren't going to build it to a certain point and then just sell it off to someone like HubSpot that would just crush it or whatever. So we have been so happy because we took all the time to move all of our stuff over. Back then, it wasn't all automated. So we had all these funnels we had to move from ClickFunnels, and it was crazy. But just knowing that every time we turn around, they're expanding what all-in-one means. And it's given us so many more tools to be successful. And one of the things that I've always found frustrating is that small business owners are often nickeled and dimed. You're spending money all the time on stuff. To have a very affordable software that continues to grow with the things that you want to do, right? So I love that. I know that. Yeah, you're going to love having your course in there. And if you decide to do a community, we've just set up our communities in there, and it is so amazing.
Okay, so just that, you have absolutely blown my mind. I am realizing this in real time. And because I have my mobile home website that draws in the leads, I've got to talk to you guys about that. Because now I'm like, wait a minute, because I run a completely separate website that costs way more than $97 a month,
Right.
where all of my leads and all of those things come in. So this is a game changer.
Awesome.
We
And
love
actually, and
that.
your course has like really cool little things too. If you wanted to release the different lessons, like they have to finish one lesson in order to get the next lesson, it does things like that. If you wanted to issue them a certificate at the end saying that they graduated or they successfully completed, you can do that as well. So it's got really fun stuff in it as well.
This is really good. I knew that the tool was powerful, But I didn't realize that it had that power to it. But it goes back to what I was saying. I was pivoting so much that I didn't look ahead. And now that I'm like, okay, now that I've got to know where I am, I'm able to now go and find that information that I'm ready to take in. So that's very helpful.
Yeah, too, I always tell people because as they're learning more about the software, even after they bought it, they say what you said. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. And I said, if we went, if it does this and it does this and it does this and it does this and it does this, your eyes would like, you would never buy it because you'd be like, oh my gosh. But I am going to give you one more really cool thing is that if you ever decide you want to have affiliates sell your course for you, the software sets up affiliates for you. They have a great dashboard to go into. So that is another feature that you have that you can attach to your courses.
I'm even more excited. I'm gonna have to rewatch this so I can take notes for myself. This is good.
Awesome. Yeah, we appreciate you taking your time and sharing your experience about what it's been like to work with us. We love our clients and we're here to help you. We still have those live calls every Tuesday if you need help with your marketing and your marketing VA. We host calls every Wednesday if you have questions about the software. We want to be here to support you guys, but we feel so blessed that we get to work with people like you. And every time I talk to you, I get off thinking, I'm so energized, but also this woman's putting me to shame. She's doing so much stuff.
No, it's okay. Everybody has their own race to run. So you just continue running your race because what you all are doing with the programs that you have, I send Lisa text messages and I'm like, I am so grateful that you and I had the conversation that we had that day. Because when she told me about you, I was like, send me that information like right now. I need it right now. Just in her describing what they had done, what you all had done for her, I said, that's exactly what I need. And not knowing any of the other things, she was like, yeah, they have a software, yada, yada. I was like, I don't care about the software. I need this VA. And then I found out about the software and I was like, I need that software. What you guys are doing and how you all have partnered up is very beneficial. I think I was telling you, I have several business owners that I think could benefit from your program. One of them, actually, the one that gave me the title, The Success List, she comes to mind first. And so I definitely see how a business owner can benefit from what you all do, and I will definitely continue to share it. And I'm just grateful I stumbled upon it just by reaching out to my friend and saying, hey, I'm going to be in Tampa. You want to have dinner?
I love that.
If there's anybody listening and you want more information about what we do and who we are, you can go to sixfigurebusinesscoaching.com. That's SIX figure business coaching, and you can see all the programs that we offer. But Lamika, again, this has been such a joy. We love having you as part of our world, our team. So thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you all for having me. I really appreciate it.
Sure thing. We're also going to put Lamika's information in the show notes in the description below.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.